With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Several firefighters and a pastor are fighting for their lives following a suspected gas explosion in a church in upstate New York.
New York State Police say the blast hit the Abundant Life Fellowship Church Tuesday morning. Police say two patients were in critical condition, including a firefighter. They say three others suffered injuries that do not appear life-threatening. State troopers say they see no early signs of criminal activity and that the church apparently used propane cylinders for heat. I'm Julie Walker.
The 2026 National Religious Broadcasters Conference continues today in Nashville, bringing together more than 3,000 Christian broadcasters from as far away as Israel, India, and Australia. Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, says NRB 2026 reminds attendees that they must stand firm in their scriptural beliefs, even as chaos swirls around the globe.
The tendency in a fallen world is towards decay. You know, energy dissipates into non-energy. Orthodoxy dissipates into liberalism without an awful lot of attention. And so I'm very thankful to be among the evangelicals who are very glad to hold fast to the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And, you know, even at the movement at NRB, over time, this organization has learned that it has a very important gatekeeping responsibility.
More alleged drug cartel boats targeted by the U.S.
The military says three boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters were hit, killing 11 people. It's one of the deadliest days of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Videos posted by Southern Command show the boats either moving or bobbing in the water before the explosions engulf them in flames. People can be seen sitting in two of the small open vessels before they're destroyed. At least 145 people have been killed since the administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists.
And this is SRN News. What makes a country proud? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
That's the question the Pew Research Center has been asking people in 25 countries, and the answers run the gamut. Here in the U.S., most people say the thing that makes them feel proud is freedom. In Canada, it's diversity and multiculturalism. Italians are most proud of their art and cultural heritage, Indians of their economy. Only in Israel do people list their religion as the top reason they are proud of their country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lent has begun. Ash Wednesday signals the start of the most penitential season of the church calendar for Catholics and many Protestants as well, in particular those who attend Episcopal and Lutheran churches. In recent years, many clergymen in this country have begun offering ashes to go in parking lots, commuter rail stations, and elsewhere. Among the other Protestants, such as Baptists and other evangelical groups, traditions vary. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Inflation in the UK has fallen to a 10-month low, largely on the back of lower food and gas prices. The downward move has reinforced expectations among analysts that the Bank of England will cut interest rates next month. Germany-based pharmaceutical and biotech giant Bayer has agreed to a proposed $7.25 billion deal, settling thousands of U.S. lawsuits that blame the popular weed killer Roundup for causing cancer. The proposed settlement is being filed in court in St. Louis. Bayer purchased Monsanto, the original manufacturer of Roundup, in 2018. Regulators in California say that Tesla has stopped misleading drivers about the safety of its cars and trucks, and so California will not suspend Tesla's license to sell vehicles in the state. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNews.com.